lot of club cricketers will be starting practice shortly, if they're not doing so already. And likewise for the Greater Northern Raiders, our team representing the north of Tasmania in the Cricket Tasmania Premier League. Now, they've had a review of the Raiders' setup and system in the off-season, and to tell us all about some changes, Simon Inslee's the General Manager of High Performance with Cricket Tasmania. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm going very well. So this three seasons done for the Raiders, and now Cricket Tasmania's stepping in. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, so the Great Northern Raiders was set up following the Mike Hussey review and some declining links between Cricket Tasmania and the north and northwest of the state. And then we decided to review the program after 3 years. And three key things came out of the review: that players were enjoying the experience. Everyone was very supportive of the project. However, there were some financial struggles with the program, and we were relying too much on volunteers. And we needed to support the quality coaches that were in place with Tim Coyle and Darren Simmons. So because of the importance of the program to Cricket Tasmania, we've reviewed everything and decided to take on the Greater Northern Raiders as part of a program of Cricket Tasmania, rather than just leaving it as a club like we leave other clubs in Hobart.
Okay, so it'll be incorporated into the Cricket Tas High Performance Program for young players, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Right, so they'll be training as normal in Launceston and here on the northwest coast?
Yeah, that's right. So there'll be Ulverston and the NTCA with some of the female pathway programs being at the Riverside Centre. And that certainly is stage one of a multi-stage focus for the northern and northwest pathway. But the next stage is then facilities, because one of the other areas of the review was it's very tough that the Raiders don't have a home base in the north or the northwest. So stage two, and over the next couple of years, we'll be trying to find a home base so we don't put pressure on clubs in the north and the northwest of the state.
I'd imagine UTAS would be high on the list there.
Yeah, most definitely. So that'll be the short-term option. So we've had a fantastic relationship with UTAS and the team there. So as soon as that's finished with AFL and they've gone through their renovation work, we'll be playing Raiders games there. But there's still a strong desire to make sure that we get games at the northwest. So we're working through what that looks like at the moment.
Right. Now, I noticed that the high-performance program for young players in the north, you're sort of putting that into what you're calling the Raiders Academy. Is that right?
Yeah, certainly the male space. The male, basically, the Raiders is our pathway in the male program. In the female program, as you know, we can potentially have a 14-year-old girl who hasn't picked up a cricket bat. She could be playing professional cricket within a very short time frame. So the academy program we have in the female space is the same in Hobart and in Devonport and in Launceston. So we have a skill set program where it's a very skill-specific program. And then we have the Tigers development program where we've got four or five individuals in the north and the northwest who we think have the ability in the next two or three years to make a Tigers contract, and they'll have the same training program as they would in Hobart. But certainly in the male space, our pathway in the male space is our Raiders Premier Cricket program.
Right, so more funding from Cricket Tas for the program. How and what? Exactly how are you going to spend that money?
Yeah, so one of the huge positives of the program was to make sure that we get quality coaches. So there'll be a full-time coach that comes in to Launceston that'll be a Cricket Tasmania pathway coach. So they'll oversee the Raiders program. And then we have Tim Coyle leading the male space in the Raiders and Darren Simmons leading the female space of the Raiders. And then we have a number of specialist coaches like Hayley Marshall, Roger Brown, and Jason Pierce. So, trying to put money to a number of coaches who can help support our young cricketers is a crucial area. And then, there's a number of costs by being a state program with accommodation and travel.
Yep.
And taking on, club gear and equipment, all of those things. So we've centralised all the money to make it go through Cricket Tasmania's books, so we're not relying on volunteers to make sure that the bank's balance, basically.
All right. Now, you mentioned that full-time high-performance coach, you said, into Launceston. So that coach will be based in Launceston?
Correct, yes. And that, once again, that's a stage one. When we spoke to the Greater Northern Raiders Committee and the Cricket North and Cricket Northwest boards, they were really excited about that coming in. But we all are also aware that over the next few years, you know, we do need to get a full-time person in the northwest of Tasmania. That's an area that has not had a full-time position for a number of years now, and that needs to be rectified. So, we've certainly, as part of the review, seen that we've had a loss of bodies and people who are wearing Raiders or Cricket Tasmanian clothing and working with our players in the north and northwest of the state. So that the plans are that that'll be rectified over the coming years.
All right, so that's in the northwest. But that high-performance coach in Launceston, have you appointed that coach yet? Or
no, I went to the market last night, actually.
Okay.
So that'll be, welcome as many applications as we can. We're really excited about that position. They'll come and be based at the NTCA. The NTCA are going through a bit of a refurbishment at the moment to make sure that cricket experience is as good as possible. And, we'll be going up to Launceston to appoint that role, and hopefully there's a local candidate who can put their hand up for that role.
Right. Now, with the other clubs in the Cricket Tasmania Premier League, have you got any feedback on those clubs? Are they, you know, are they happy to, you know, prepared to travel to Launceston as they do, you know, every couple of weeks and play the Raiders and perhaps, you know, the odd game at La Trobe or maybe in the future at Penguin? Are they happy doing that?
Broadly, I think they're supportive of the concept that Cricket Tasmania are aware that we need to rectify our pathway in the north and the northwest. Look, to be completely honest, I've certainly had a number of phone calls from club presidents and a few head coaches who've got their club hat on and kind of saying, is this fair to the competition? However, they do come back to the main philosophy of what we're trying to do in Premier Cricket, and we're trying to have a great product, and we're trying to produce cricketers to play for Tasmania and to play for Australia. So when they come with that that outlook on it, they understand why this is an important program for Cricket Tasmania. So although they may be a little bit frustrated from a selfish club hat on, they do broadly understand why it's happening and support that.
All right. Now, for young players listening who might be looking at Tasmanian selection in youth national competitions, so what's the latest on that? The under-19s national competition, is that still going ahead in December at this stage?
Yeah, so we're really excited to announce in the female there'll be an under-16 and an under-18 national tournament, and in the male there'll be an under-17 and an under-19 national tournament. We're still working with Cricket Australia on the locations of those, but they'll be in December and January. So Ali De Winter, who's leading our pathways, is setting up a number of camps, and we'll be having our talent spotters out around the state to make sure that we've selected the best squads for those two national tournaments.
Okay, well, that's very good news. Now, finally, you mentioned there, you know, getting feedback from club presidents and committees and whatever. Now, what about local clubs on the northwest coast and in the north? Are they supportive generally of the Raiders program?
Yeah, so I think the biggest stress point for them has been timing of matches and taking some of the grounds of local club competitions. So
yeah.
They're broadly supportive that, you know, there's a clear pathway now for players to play in the pathway for Cricket Tasmania, and they're very grateful that there's funding coming back into the north and northwest of state for cricket programs. However, they have stated to us that they just would like a home base for the Raiders, and how do we minimise affecting local club fixtures. But we're really keen that players keep their club ties, so we will be making sure that they still have strong ties to their club and they go to club trainings, etc., because this is part of a program we don't want to take away from the local clubs, because we know how important that is for bringing through mature youthful cricketers. The club environment's crucial for that.
So I'll talk to Tim Coyle in the next couple of days, but has he mentioned when he wants to start training or anything?
I think the plan is mid-July, so in a couple of weeks' time. They'll be working together. I'm Tim will be involved in the recruitment of this full-time position in Launceston, and then he'll be looking forward to working with that individual to help out the Raiders training programs. So I know Tim has been busy working with Ali De Winter to bring in a couple of recruitments to strengthen that side as much as possible. But yeah, it's been great to have Tim involved in the review of the Raiders program. You couldn't find anyone more passionate for cricket in the north and the northwest, and you know, he's certainly beating the drum to make sure that we continue, this is stage one of our funding, and that we continue to support the cricket in the north and northwest of the state.
Okay then. Thanks for taking the call. Anything else you want to mention while you're here?
No, that's great, Darren. And yeah, I think there's an exciting announcement tomorrow with the WBBL schedule for cricket in the north of the state. So yeah, stay tuned for that.
All right. Thank you, Simon.
Cheers, Darren. Take care.
Okay. Simon Inslee is the General Manager of High Performance with Cricket Tasmania.